The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Lift your voice and pray. Every difficulty, every issue of concern, every issue of concern to me, Father, this time, let there be a solution. Let there be an intervention. Let there be a change of story. Let there be a change of situation. Let there be a change of circumstance. Speak to God this morning. Let heaven hear your voice. I am desperate for a change of story. I'm hearing other people's testimony. Where is my own? I am hearing other people's testimony. Father, do my own. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. At the end of the year, like this, when the year is moving gradually towards the end, there is an upsurge of crime because of the desperation of the wicked ones to end the year well. The bloodshed multiplies, robbery multiplies, evil multiplies because they are very desperate. But it's unfortunate that this is the time that a lot of Christians now relax. Listen to me. Desperation determines acceleration. Desperation determines elevation. Desperation determines confrontation. If you are not ready, the year just passes by. I want you to place a demand on heaven on some things that must happen before we say Happy New Year. Before we cross this year, Father, this must happen in my life. This must happen in my marriage. This must happen in my... Lift your voice and begin to pray. Let there be a desperation in your spirit. Be desperate for a change of story. Be desperate for a change of situation. Be desperate for a change of circumstance. Be desperate for a change of levels. Be desperate for a change of situation. Do something about my case, Jesus. The year is going. The year is going. This is the 11th hour. I need your touch. Oh God, make a way where there seems to be no way. Do something about this case. I need a change of levels. I need a change of circumstance. I need a testimony that is mind-blowing. I need a testimony that is mind-blowing. Blow my mind with testimony. Blow my mind with a miracle. Lakatana na kwada balabala. Destiny changer. You are my
destiny changer.
Come and change.
Come and change my destiny.
My destiny today. Come the same. Speak your word to us this morning and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. A bigger, louder clap. Hallelujah. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. And I pray that none of us will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? It's the November anointing service. And I know that this anointing will bring about a change of story for you in the name of Jesus. I say this anointing will bring about a change of story for you in the name of Jesus. Anointing for supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment. And before we go into the anointing service proper, I'll be speaking briefly this morning on principles for supernatural supply and destiny enrichment. Principles for supernatural supply and destiny enrichment. I'll try to be as fast as possible so that we can move into the anointing session this morning. Supernatural supplies is your birthright in Christ. That is your right as a Christian. You have a right to supplies. In fact, you are not destined by God to be poor at all. You have a destiny of surplus. You have a destiny of excess. You have a destiny of abundance and a destiny of prosperity. I'm happy to inform you this morning that God is happy about your wealth and your destiny being enriched. In Psalms 35 verse 27b, Psalms 35:27b. He said, God delights in the prosperity of his servants. God is happy with your prosperity. God is happy seeing you have excess money. A God that has shown you excess love, will he want to deny you excess blessings? The God that has given you excess preservation, will he want to deny you comfort of life? Somebody say no. He will not want to. One of the major reasons why Jesus came is so that you can become rich and prosperous. And I can prove that from the scriptures. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. One of the major reasons why Jesus came is to take away poverty from you. Is to ensure that the last person that was poor in your family is the last. You don't carry on with that situation. And I pray that from your own generation upward, nobody in your family shall be turned poor again. I say nobody in your family shall be turned poor again. There are two types of wealth. The first type of wealth is the Babylonian wealth, or what we can call the wealth from the world. The wealth from the world. The second kind of wealth is the covenant wealth, which is the wealth from God. And we will be looking this morning on how to access this covenant wealth. Nothing just happened. Nothing just happens in the life. There's no poverty without a reason. And there's no riches without a reason. Nothing just happens in life. The major principle for destiny enrichment, the major thing that brings about the enrichment of your destiny of a person is a giving lifestyle. A giving lifestyle. All our fathers enjoyed abundance. And if it is your desire to be like them and to exceed what they did, how you want to be more blessed than they were blessed, then you need to key into this and key into it permanently. The first example of our fathers that was blessed is called Abraham. Abraham was so blessed in Genesis 13 verse 2. He was blessed with cattle, with silver, and with gold. Abraham was not a poor man by any standard. A man that had cattle, that had silver, and that had gold cannot be termed as poor. A man with 318 servants, Genesis 14 verse 14. Genesis 14 verse 14. You cannot call somebody with 318 servants a poor man. He was a blessed man. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servant, born in his own house. 318 of them. 318 were the number. But he was a man who had a general practice of giving. His lifestyle was he was addicted to giving. In Genesis 14 verse 18 to 20, he was a man that was given to tithing. He was a man that had the heart. The Bible says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High, possessor of the heaven and earth. Can you see that? He was so blessed, they called him the possessor of heaven and the possessor of the earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thy enemies into thy hand, and he gave him the tithe of all. So Abraham was a giver, and that's why many sing the song, Abraham's blessings are mine, but never enjoy anything that Abraham assessed. Because the major song a Christian should be singing is, Abraham's obedience is mine. Once you obey what Abraham obeyed, you will enjoy what Abraham enjoyed. Number two example of those that enjoyed abundance in the scripture is Isaac. Isaac was so prosperous that he was envied by the Philistines. Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14. I don't know if you have had so much money that everybody around you are envying you. When you are passing, everybody comes out of their window to check you out. And Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. He was a man that walked in abundance to the extent that everybody envied him. And of course, you know that it is better to be envied than to be pitied. It is better for men to envy you than to say, we pity you. Like, we pity you, it's like you are finished. There's nothing else left. It's better for you to have abundance than for people to just give you meager things. Number three example of those who enjoyed abundance is Jacob. Jacob was blessed in Genesis 30 verse 43. Super blessed man. All our fathers enjoyed abundance. And I say to somebody here today, you are next in the name of Jesus. The Bible says concerning Jacob that the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle, made servants and men servants, camel and asses. He was a man that was super blessed, that he had everything in excess. God is taking you to the level of excess today in Jesus' name. Apostle Paul was another man who was mega blessed. He was a man that enjoyed supplies from God regularly. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. For my God will supply all my needs according to riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He was a man that never lacked. Apostle Paul never lacked anything. He traveled around the world 3 times. Acts chapter 20 verse 34. And he had money to support everybody that followed him on his journey. He traveled around the whole world 3 times. And the Bible says, yea, ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. He was a man that had so much abundance that he had enough to give all those who were around him. God will take somebody to that level in the name of Jesus. He was in the prison for 2 years. Felix of Judea was placed him inside prison for 2 years because he wanted to collect a bribe from him. That was beginning to sound like Nigeria. Nigeria kind of style. 2 years. In according to Acts 24 verse 26. He was in prison for 2 years. And the man that was the judge kept him inside the prison. And said you can't come out because he was waiting to receive a bribe from Paul. You can't keep somebody in prison for that long if you don't know that the person has so much in terms of wealth. He hoped that money should have been given him of Paul. The man hoped that, if I put this man in prison for 1 month or 2 months or 6 months, he will give me some bribe. Maybe 100 million, maybe 200 million. He kept him in prison for 2 years that he might lose him. If he gives me bribe, I lose him. If somebody is poor, you don't need to expect him to give you bribe because you know he's poor. But they knew that Paul was rich. They kept him in prison for 2 years. Wherefore he sent for the governor and communed with him. He will call for him, when are you going to give me this bribe? When are you going to sign my check? Aren't you, when am I going to hear a lot from you that you are settling me? I pray for somebody here today. You are going to have excess of money and resources. What about Job? Job was a blessed man. In Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. The Bible says he was the greatest man in the land of Uz. He was a man that was so blessed. He was the greatest of all. Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. He was so blessed and he was so prosperous. Everybody knew him. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had, his substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. A very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men in the East. It's like saying he's the greatest man in Africa. It's like saying he's the greatest man in America, North America, South America, the greatest, the richest. That kind of testimony will appear again in your life. I said that kind of testimony will appear again in your life. I'm still laying the foundation this morning and I'm preparing to go into the body of the message. Now listen to this. What is the foundation for supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment? What is the foundation? What is so important? What is so important? I'll take 2 things very quickly. The first one is the fear of God. Any man or woman that has the fear of God has access to supplies. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that there's going to be a baptism of the spirit of the fear of God into your heart in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear a louder amen from you? The fear of God is what brings about a change of story for you. Talking about the man I just read down, the man Job, the Bible says he feared God. Job chapter 1 from verse 1, he was a man that feared God and he eschewed. He hated evil. He had a distaste for evil. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and a man that had that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed. Eschewed means he had hatred for evil. Can we take another version, if possible, of this same Job chapter 1 verse 1? Job chapter 1 verse 1, another version of that particular scripture. I want to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, today that the more you fear God, the more you access wealth and abundance. The more the fear of God is in your heart, you have signed up for wealth. People think that by cunningness and by playing pranks is money gotten through pranks. We live by pranks. Money gotten through pranks will be lost by. Gotten through crookedness will be lost through crookedness. And there was a man in the country of Uz whose name was Job. He was a man of perfect integrity. He feared God. and turned away from it. When Job saw evil, he ran away. He said, no, I'm not part of this. I'm not part of this evil. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, the Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. Fear God. Someone say, fear God. Fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. Now listen, your duty, your major duty as a Christian is to fear God. Your core assignment as a human being is to let the fear of God rest in your heart. The bankruptcy of the fear of God is what is causing the problem of this nation. Somebody wants to be a counselor and he kills 7 babies to become a counselor. Okay, what about if he now wants to become a governor? What will happen? How many babies will he kill? Somebody wants to go into local house of assembly, goes to bat with pregnant woman's blood in the market. What about if he now wants to become the vice president? Somebody wants change money, maybe a few billions. Say, they say, kill your wife, or kill your first son, or kill your mother. The person that gave birth to you, say, ah, mommy, she's already old. What's she still waiting for? The person kills the person, kills the mother, and donates the blood. And the money comes. Rush, rush. But death also comes for such rush, rush. My appeal to you this morning is to embrace the fear of God. The more you embrace the fear of God, the better for your life and for your destiny. All the days of your life, it will be on account that you fear God. I say all the days of your life, it will be on account that you fear God. The fear of God, according to Proverbs 1 verse 7, is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of God is the beginning. The more you fear God, the more it gives you knowledge to have wealth. And we are not talking of just wealth. We are talking of lasting wealth. Proverbs 1 7. Media, are you there? The more you are able to access the fear of God, the more the knowledge that you have, the fear of God points you to what to do. Sin sinks your knowledge on how to make it in life. If you are crooked and you outsmart people, you go into business deals with people and you cut them down. When it's time to share the profit, you send ayah that has seen to them. Or you wake up in the night, you borrow money from somebody and you wake up in the night, oh God, kill this person. They do it. Crookedness always sinks a man. And such people, they die shameless death. If they don't die under tire, they die maybe fire accident, or they die through cancer. They die through very brutal death. Death that is that is full of agony. Anybody that is planning your death today, I send the angel of death to their family today. Anybody wishing you and your family evil, I send the angel of death to strike them down today in the name of Jesus. Number 2, foundation for supernatural supplies is called covenant practice, also called tithing. It is time for Christians to operate what works and stop engaging in trial and error. Covenant practice is not affected by the vicissitude of the economy. The shakings of the economy is not affected. Covenant practitioners don't know that there's anything called recession. They are not shaked by recession. They are not affected by the problems of the economy. Covenant wealth is sorrow-free wealth. It is peaceful wealth. And Babylonian wealth is destructive and short-lived wealth. Wealth from the world is short-lived. Wealth from God is long-lived. You enjoy it and 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 enjoy it. What is the purpose of the tithe? What is the purpose of the covenant that you have with God? What is the purpose? Take this down very quickly. Number 1, that God established tithe for us to show our gratitude to Him. Deuteronomy 26, verse 1 to 3. God established covenant or the tithe so that we can show our gratitude to, and it shall come, and it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Like saying, it shall be when you get your job or when you get your business and possesseth it and dwelleth therein. Yes, please. That thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring forth of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt put it in a basket, and shalt go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days. Priest is like saying your pastor. and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give unto us. So God brought the tithe so that you can express your gratitude that, Father, I know where this blessing is from. I know where my testimony is from. And I have come to express my gratitude. Number two reason or purpose of the covenant or the tithe is God established it so that people can remember where they are from. Deuteronomy 24, 4 to 6. That same place, but 4 to 6. Deuteronomy 24, from verse 4 to 6. Her former husband, which sent her away, may not... Deuteronomy 26, 26, 4 to 6. That same place we just read. Thank you, Jesus. And the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian, can you see? He said, you will say, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. Who is my father? Who is my mother? If not for God. And he went down from Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptian evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondages. At least you will say that you know and you acknowledge where your blessings, you remember where you were before when you were jobless, where you were when you did not have a business. And you now say, Father, because you have done this, I have done this for you. Number three reason for the covenant of tithing is that God established tithe as a means of worship. Deuteronomy 26, same scripture from verse 7 to 10. 7 to 10. 7 to 10. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voices. God will hear your voice today. And looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he had brought us into this place and had given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought, somebody say, I have brought the first fruit of the land which thou, O Lord, had given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship the Lord thy God. So it enables us, as it's a means of worship. Your covenant with God is a sign of worshiping God. Not only your voice worshiping God, not only going on your knees worshiping God, but your substance worshiping God. Number four reason for the covenant or the tithe is that God established the covenant and the tithe as a means for God's inexhaustible blessings in our life. As a means of God's inexhaustible blessings. Malachi 3:10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. God established the covenant so that we can experience somebody here will experience an inexhaustible blessing. Bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse that there might be meat in my house. And prove me now here, we say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Tithing brings about and there shall not be enough room. The kind of blessing I will release to you when you are faithful to me in tithing is so much so that no room can take your blessings. No room can contain your blessings. You put it in the guest room, the guest room is too small. You put it inside your bedroom, it's too small. You put it inside a bank account, that bank account is too small. You have to spread the bank accounts. Somebody here will get to that level. Somebody here will get to that level. You want to withdraw your money from the bank, or all the managers in the bank, they begin to poo-poo on their bum-bum. Because of the level of resources that God has released to you because of your faithfulness in the place of tithe. Number five, reason for the tithe. God established the tithe for the propagation of the gospel. Malachi 3 verse 10. Also, bring ye all the tithe into the soil that there may be meat in my house. And prove me therewith if I will not open the... So God established... Go to verse 11. God established the tithe so that there can be enough blessing in available. And God did that so that there can be propagation of the gospel. My prayer for somebody here today is that that grace for you to be part of the expansion of the gospel, that grace shall be released to you in Jesus' name. But let there be, pay your tithe so that there will be meat in my soul, so that there will be resources to do the work. There will be money to spread the work. There will be money to mesmerize the devil. There are so many billboards everywhere now of cigarette adverts, gin adverts, all sorts of hotel adverts. Then you now say Christians should now stay inside church without any adverts. Someone say, God forbid. The work of the covenant is for the propagation, the expansion of the work of God. And of course, number six, purpose of the tithe is God established the tithe as a legal means to bless you. Deuteronomy 26 verse 15. When you pay your tithe, you are giving God the legal means to bless you. You have entered into a contract. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven and bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Your covenant practice has already brought you to the level whereby God must bless you. There's a legal, God, if you give me this, this is what I'll give you. Every time you bless me, I'm in a contract with you. I'm in an agreement with you. And you know that God can never fail. God is not man that should lie. Neither is he the son of man that should repent. God can never lie, can never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't have the capacity to dupe you. God is not a 419. If you enter into agreement with man, the man can dupe you and say, what we said yesterday, I'm not doing again. But God can't do that. God is a God that obeys the law, that obeys the contract. Numbers 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? He had spoken, and shall he not bring it to pass? What God has said concerning you, he will bring it to pass in Jesus' name. Number 7, purpose of the tithe or covenant is God established the tithe as a test of obedience. Deuteronomy 26, 16 and 17. Deuteronomy 26, 16. The purpose of the covenant is to test if money is your God or God is your God. This day, the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgment, that thou therefore keep and do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandment and his judgment and to hearken unto his voice. God wants to see if you will hearken unto his voice. God wants to see if you will throw him away and embrace money. If you will say, forget God, forget the work of God, forget God, let God go and sit down somewhere. I work for my money. Not a dime can touch his hand there. It is a test of your obedience. And God always blesses the obedient. My prayer for somebody here today is that God himself will help you to pass that test in Jesus' name. We're in a world where many have made money their God. We're in a world whereby many cannot part with resources for their maker. We're in a world whereby many value money more than anything you can imagine. Money, if you are not careful, it is supposed to be used for things. It can use people if those people are not careful. Money is meant to be an instrument. It's not meant to turn you into an instrument. My prayer for somebody here today is that may God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Show me a covenant practitioner, I will show you a blessed person. Show me a consistent covenant practice. Consistent. I use the word consistent because many are in covenant with God, but it is not consistent. It's not consistent. And we have the privilege of having lawyers in the house. If you are in an agreement with somebody, in January the person is complies with the terms, February, but March cuts the terms. April continues. May continues. June cuts it. July cuts it. August cuts it. September continues. There's no agreement again. The agreement somehow becomes ultra virus. It's like something that is just cut off. It's null and void. It's null and void. The consistency is what makes God respond to you. So I conclude this morning. Benefits of the covenant to you. What are the benefits? What do you stand to gain if you sign into the covenant in this month of supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment? Number one benefit of the covenant is preservation of life. Malachi 3:11. Malachi 3 verse 11. When you are in covenant with God, you enjoy preservation. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit because the time, before the time in the field, said the Lord of hosts. I will ensure that there's nothing that comes to destroy you. You don't spend your money on hospital bills. I will ensure that there's preservation of your life and your property. I will ensure that there's no wastage concerning your destiny. Preservation is one of the major benefits of tithing. Number two benefit is divine ideas. Divine idea. That is, your heavens are open. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. If you look at the man called Jacob in Genesis 30:37, you will see how God was able to bless him through divine ideas, because he was a man that was involved in covenant with God. Every man or woman that is in covenant with God has access to ideas. You know what to do. Your heavens are open. Your heavens are open. Jacob began to he began to do veterinary medicine through the idea given to him by God. He would have been ruined by Laban. Suddenly, God appeared and gave him an idea. I pray for somebody here today, God will give you a miracle idea. You know that ideas rule the world. Ideas rule the world. Everything you are seeing is an idea of somebody. If you don't have an idea, there's nothing that... That's why when you are employed in a place, they are looking for you to bring forth your ideas. If you don't have any idea, there's nothing God can do to bless you. There's nothing that can happen to you. And so, God blesses us with ideas. When we say open heavens, open heaven does not mean, according to Malachi 3 verse 10, doesn't mean that money will be raining from heaven. He's talking of the rain of ideas. What to do. Solution to problems. Inventions. In your places of work, I will bring you, to bring you all the tithes in the storehouse that I will meet in my house. I'm proving that with, said Lord, if I will not open the opening the windows of heaven does not mean money will be dropping. Ideas that will turn your company around. That's what they call, that's what the Bible is talking about. Ideas that will turn that small business to a mega business. That small bakery to a massive bakery. That small shop to a massive shop. And by the way, there are two types of tithing. There is what we call personal tithe, which is your tithe as an individual. Also, if you have a business of your own, there's what we call corporate tithing or organizational tithing. Because every organization is expected to be different from the founder of the organization. So, if you are working in a place and you have a salary which you are expected to have, you are not expected to just be putting hands into your company money and just be spending. No. You are expected to have your own income as a salary. Then the organization itself makes profit. Then you tithe on your personal income. And the organization, that's why some people are so blessed personally, but the organization are not blessed. Because they pay tithe personally, but their business does not pay tithe. A lady works somewhere, earns salary, pays tithe on that, but has a personal business where she sells some things by the side. She doesn't pay tithe on that. So that business is now struggling. Her plan is that after 2 years, that we leave this office and go to this business. It should have grown. But 2 years, the business is still crawling like a snail. Because the business is not being, there's no corporate tithing in that particular person's life. So that's important. Number three, benefit of tithing. I said number one is that what? Preserves your life. Number two, divine idea. Number three, you enjoy God's blessings. Malachi 3 verse 10. Again, you enjoy God's blessings. When you are in covenant with God, you enjoy blessings. Somebody say blessings. Somebody say blessings. Somebody expecting blessings, shout blessings. When you are in covenant with God, you just enjoy blessings. It's like enjoying the favor of God. It's like enjoying the help of God. Blessings always follow those who are in covenant. Number four, benefit of being in covenant with God is the termination of near success syndrome. The termination of near success syndrome. You are about to break through, something terminates it. You are about to be promoted, something stops it. The termination of near success syndrome. You are about to do well, then God says, this person is under a curse, so he mustn't go forward. Then the thing is terminated. The termination of, this is one of the major things that happens to many. Near, so almost there, but never there. Because the Bible has told us that if we refuse the covenant, there are some implications of that. And one of it is what we are talking about right now. So I pray for somebody here today that every trace of near success syndrome in anyone's life here today be arrested in the name of Jesus. I say be arrested in the name of Jesus. This syndrome is what is battling many Christians. And see that promised land but cannot get there. And see the testimony coming but never received it. Because of the refusal to be in covenant with God. And lastly, this morning, benefit of being in covenant with God and tithing regularly is escape from curse. Malachi 3 verse 9. Malachi chapter 3 verse 9. Escape from curse. When somebody is in covenant with God, you escape. All. He said, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. My prayer is that everyone here will escape the curse of God in Jesus' name. When man curses you, you can come to a servant of God, and through the mercy of God, God can wipe away that curse. If your parents curse you, the mercy of God can also help you, especially if that curse is not a justified. I would say, who said a thing and it coming to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Maybe the best, they said, marry this man that has 8 wives because he's rich. He has promised me to give me a jeep. And you say, no, ma, I'm a daughter of God. I can't marry. And the mother now says, you this girl, you are cursed. God can wipe away such a curse. Can use the servant of God to wipe away because spiritual authority is supreme. God can wipe away that curse directly himself or through his servant. But when God himself curses a person, who do you run to? When God himself said this person is cursed because this person does not operate in the covenant, who will the person now run to for solution? That's why it's so important for every one of us that desire the best in terms of supplies and in terms of God's blessings to key in to this. Now, for example's sake, the gentleman standing before in front of you is a living example of somebody whose life changed by God directly because of what I'm telling you here today. I learned this and I signed up to it early enough. I learned this. I mean, 10% tithe. I can't remember the last time I paid a 10% tithe. That's for beginners of Christianity. That's like people that are just starting Christianity. 10% tithe. That's a small thing. So to be struggling to be in covenant with God when you know this benefit is like somebody saying, I want to be on this level permanently. It's like somebody saying, I don't desire promotion. It's like somebody saying, I don't wish that God should change my levels. But I pray for somebody here today is that the grace and the enablement not to be hearers alone, but to be doers, Lord, we release unto everyone here in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? You are escaping every curse in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I thank you for the word you sent to me today. Thank you for the word you sent to me today. Thank you for the word you sent to me today. Thank you for your word. 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 The entrance of your word giveth life and understanding unto the simple. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, release your grace and your power upon my life for consistent covenant practice. For consistent covenant practice. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Release unto me your grace. Release your grace upon me. I have just listened to the purpose and the benefit of being in covenant with you. Empower me, Lord. Engrace me, Lord. Assist me, Lord. Give me the grace and the enablement. Empower me, engrace me. I refuse to submit my life to mammon. I refuse to allow money to control my destiny. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, grant unto me, grant unto me the baptism of the Spirit of the fear of God. Let the fear of God rule my heart, rule my conduct. Lift your voice and pray. Let the fear of God rule my heart, Let the fear of God rule my conduct. Let the fear of God rule my behavior. Let me have a testimony that I fear you. Let me have a testimony that I fear you. Let my testimony be a testimony of the lips of mighty name. We are praying. You say, Father, impart upon me the giving grace, thereby receiving supernatural supplies. Lift your voice and pray. Impart upon me the giving grace. Release upon me the giving grace. Release upon me the giving grace, thereby accessing supernatural supplies. Release upon my life, upon my family, that giving grace, that giving grace, that giving grace, thereby accessing supernatural supplies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can we have on the screen quickly Isaiah 10:27 as we move into the anointing session? Anointing for supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment. We are going to read together. 1, 2, go. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We are going to be praying some brutal prayers this morning. If you brought your anointing oil, bring it out, open it right now. I'll pray on it right now, and then we'll move on from there. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders. The burden of poverty, the burden of lack, the burden of borrowing, the burden of insufficiency. He said, the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders. Somebody say amen. And the yoke that has plagued you and troubled you, and the yoke from off your neck. You know what they call yoke? Yoke is something that doesn't allow you to move forward. Yoke is something that takes you to where you don't feel like going. And the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of one reason. Because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. The yoke shall be canceled. The yoke shall be eliminated. And I pray this morning into this oil and into the bottles of oil you have brought this morning, that every single yoke of poverty, yoke of lack, yoke of insufficiency, yoke of disfavor, be cast out of your life in the name of Jesus. I speak into this oil the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I speak prosperity in the name of Jesus. I speak riches in the name of Jesus. I speak abundance in the name of Jesus. I speak expansion in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Via this oil, every chain that has chained you down, everything that has closed your account while you did not close the account is closed. Money is not coming in again. Everything that has closed your pipe of blessing, all such powers, catch fire this minute in the name of Jesus. I decree that everyone present in this meeting today with any debt or anything that is called insufficiency, it is hereby paid off in the name of Jesus. As from today, in your houses there will be more than enough. As from today, in your bank account there will be more than enough. Nothing that you do shall fail again in Jesus' name. Your business will never fail. Your career will never fail. Your ventures will never fail. Your work will never fail. And via this anointing, the yoke shall be terminated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Please, we'll be anointed. And the anointing will pass around quickly. Just one touch, and then you touch your head with that. Just one touch, and then you touch your head. The anointing that has been prayed on, use it to pray on your houses, on your cars, your properties, your businesses. Anything that is not working, go there tomorrow morning very, very early and anoint the place. And then you see God working wonders in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go.
Daily as I live, I'll run as I pray. Let my
voice and pray. Open my heavens. Open my heavens. The heavens over my finances. Open my heavens. Open my heavens. Open my heavens. Let the yoke of lack be destroyed. Let the yoke of lack be destroyed. Open my heavens, Jesus. Send your blessings to me. Send your help to me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, I cancel all curses that is limiting my financial breakthrough. I cancel them now. Lift your voice and pray. Every curses that is limiting my financial breakthrough, that is limiting my supplies, Father, break that curse. Father, destroy that curse. Father, remove that curse by your mercy. Break every curse. Every cause that has continued to torment my family, that is hindering us from accessing the best of God, Father, break that cause today. Father, break that cause today. Father, remove that cause today. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, grant me the grace to assess supernatural supplies and destiny enrichment. Father, release your grace for supplies to me. Lift your voice and pray. Supernatural supplies from places I never expected money from. From where I never expected help from. Send your help to me. Send your assistance to my business. Send it to my career. Send it to my job. Send it to whatever I'm doing for a living. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, this week, surprise me. This week, do something about my case, about my life, about my situation. Lift your voice and pray. This week, prophesy to the week. Let me be sent for. Let there be good news for me. Let there be good news for me. Good news from everywhere. Let good news pursue me. Let good news be my portion. Let good news be my portion. Let helpers send for me. Let them send for me where it matters. Let me be called where it matters. Let my husband receive favor this week. Let me receive favor this week. This is our week. I will share my testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Believe the Lord thy God, and you shall be established. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. And believe his prophet, and you will prosper. There is a connection between your prosperity and your prophet. One of the major work of your prophet is to release to you profit. I'll be releasing to you now the blessings of the Lord. And mark it. It will be to you exactly as your faith can carry in the name of Jesus. This week is declared your week in Jesus' name. This week is declared your week in Jesus' name. This week is declared your week in Jesus' name. Suddenly there will be a big blessing that will land into your life. Suddenly this week a big blessing will land into your life. Where you least expected blessings from, where you never thought that assistance can come from, this same week, my God will prove himself in your life and in your family. the grace for consistency in the fear of God. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. The grace for consistency in tithing and covenant practice to provoke your heavens to open. Receive that grace from this minute in the name of Jesus. Nothing will discourage you again from following the right path. Nothing will discourage you again from following the right path. Mark it. By the time you will end 2018, there would have been a turnaround in your finances for the better. What was not working will begin to work now. What was difficult will become very easy now. And all that we see you, we call you blessed. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. I speak to those two hands of yours, and the blessing of the Lord be released to these hands. You will never use these hands to beg or to borrow. You will never use this hand to bury your children. These two hands of yours will carry hundreds of thousands. It will carry hundreds of millions. God will lift you to the level of billions. You will lend unto nations. You will enjoy supplies. Your destiny shall be enriched. Every contractor and businessman here, this week, a miracle will happen in that your business. Every career man and career woman in your organization, God will lift you up and distinguish you. God will set you up for a lifting and a blessing. Everything you do for a living will prosper. Your hands are blessed. Your destiny is blessed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Give God a big clap offering, everybody. It's worthy.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.